This is Challenged with your hosts, Brian, Amanda, and Tim. Presented by Geek Nerdery.
Welcome to another episode of Challenged, a podcast all about MTV's The Challenge. I, of course, am Brian. Sitting across from me is Tim.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said your name. And pointed at you.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm just agreeing with you. I am Tim.
Sitting to my right is
Amanda. Ooh, I got to say my own name.
Shit. Why didn't I get to say my name?
You can say it now.
Tim. The charming one this time.
Sure. So yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Amanda was supposed to host tonight, but she is slacked.
Listen,
she decided she didn't want to.
It's supposed to be a round table type of affair, and here we are.
Listen, I'm new to this podcasting world. I was always just somebody in the background on other podcasts, so I definitely am not ready for that step from I'm just stepping up to host, let alone stepping up to, you know,
hosting.
Yeah, just. That's too much.
All right, next go around, though. I'll do next week, and then Wolfie right. again.
And then yeah. come back to
and
me.
And then you.
All right,
you'll
come
be
back
ready.
To me.
All right.
People be nice to me.
No promises. So thanks for tuning in. We've been seeing some nice spikes in the download numbers, so if this is your first time tuning in, hello.
Indeed, yeah.
Stop by geeknerdery.com. We got some other podcasts up there that I'm either somewhat involved with or not involved with at all, but stop in there and check them out, and then all kinds of other great content. And then you can email the show, geeknerdery@gmail.com. Just put challenged in the subject line, or leave us reviews on iTunes, Google Play, pretty much anywhere you hear podcasts.
Are we on Stitcher yet?
No, I haven't.
Come on,
I haven't got that far yet.
All right, but yeah, anywhere you can leave a review, do it. Follow me on Twitter. Challenged GN. We have a dedicated Twitter. Otherwise, we share our social media shit with Geek Nerdery.
Yeah, as you'll hear later, Tim likes to cause a lot of drama. Some of the challenge folks. So
you know it. Yeah, we'll get into that.
All right. Well, you ready? Just to jump right into this week's challenge.
Sure.
Let's do it.
The challenge.
So this was a weird one.
A little bit, yeah. They keep changing the rules on us
yeah.
without any kind of warning, which, you know, keeps the game exciting, but it's hard to predict anything that way.
The big twist is if you're already in the Oasis, you don't have to compete.
Yep.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense, yeah. I was sort of thinking how else they would handle that, and I couldn't come up with any great solutions, but it may, you know, sitting out makes sense. It's boring for the people that don't compete, I guess, but...
Yeah.
I don't know if they were bored. I think they were more happy to not have to and not have to compete. So.
Yeah, but just imagine you're Nicole, right? So you do one challenge, you come in first, and then you do nothing else until the Oasis. Like there's no eliminations, there's no other challenges.
No.
It's kind of a weird.
It could be bad. You know,
yeah.
I mean, to not get those kind of challenge jitters out of your mm-hmm. system. You know, I mean. I think we definitely saw challenge jitters
right.
in this episode, you know, and kind of the difference between people who have done a lot of challenges and people who haven't. So
right, well, and also just the proving yourself aspect of it. You know, if you don't compete in the challenges, you don't win. How do you prove yourself? Like Dario, I still think Dario is a pretty weak competitor. He just happened to win the first one, and now he's just sort of sitting pretty with those stupid fucking corn rolls in his hair.
So the people who are left have to team up into male-female pairs, which I do not remember the pairs at all. It's not really that important.
I remember a couple of them.
Yeah.
Shane and LaToya, Hunter and Ashley.
Corey and Jenna,
Nelson and Amanda. That one surprised me because they were rivals, Nelson and Amanda.
Oh, okay. YouTube paid more attention than I did.
Yeah, but then they were also a duo and rivals, so, I mean, they kind of had... worked together before, so it kind of made sense.
Yeah, I guess.
So, I don't know. You were put in these weird boats that were not very sturdy.
Shaped like baskets.
Yeah.
Circles, yeah.
And you had to row out to these four different platforms and grab bags of coconuts.
That were as heavy as dead bodies. apparently.
Yes.
It's a weird, like...
Is that what TJ said? That's
no, what that's what Jenna...
Ashley
said. Oh, Ashley. That's right. They were the first out there.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like it's cold as ice and that's heavy as a dead body. Like, what the fuck kind of comparison is that?
So anyway. Then you have to get all four bags into your boat, and then you have to row back to the mainland, and then basically play basketball with coconuts
right
into this thing until your net goes all the way to the ground, and then you win.
Yeah.
And the other big twist is it doesn't matter who's in last place. It only matters who comes in first.
Yeah, that was the other, yeah, in the first elimination, or the first challenge, last place got sent to the elimination automatically. This time, that was not the case.
Yeah.
The first place team got to choose the person, and then the house voted on the second person.
Yeah. So it was pretty much just chaos, like all over. The boys just flipping over.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun to watch.
No real like exciting sort of stuff. It's just people trying to get these coconuts, and then the big team that pulled out was Hunter and.
Ashley.
Fuck, Ashley. Ashley. Come
who kind of had a little flirtatious thing going on?
Yeah, the pathetic and awkward flirtatious thing from the beginning. Yeah, horrible.
So yeah, so they end up winning, and then in a weird twist, like Hunter just calls out Corey.
Yeah, I thought that was strange and pathetic.
Yeah, yeah, he was super hyped up. Like he was like a super poor winner. Yeah. Like
he acted like he just won the final. Like he was going nuts.
Right. I tweeted at him because, you know, I totally called the episode wrong. I thought he'd be eliminated based on his performance in the first one, and he ended up winning the second one. But I said, like, all right, Hunter can win, but he sure can't win with dignity. Like, that was pathetic.
Yeah, that was bad. That was real bad.
Yeah, he's like, how about that, Corey? And it's just, yeah. And
Corey's like still in the boat. Like, did he just say my name? Like,
yeah.
And I'm just,
what?
I'm sitting there watching going, dude, you just won. Why are you running your mouth already?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Like, this is not good.
Do you guys remember that quote? I can't even remember what season it was from, but Wes said, when I win, I like to do it like I've done it before. So, like, you win, like, and then you act like it's no big deal.
Right.
You know, when you, when you, like, literally puff your chest out and start hitting your chest and shit. It's like, come on, buddy.
Yeah.
Fucking calm down.
Especially for your first challenge.
Yeah.
Don't act like an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was special.
Yeah, these guys trying
real to special. I mean, and he had a good showing. If he would have just kind of been like, woo, and them two celebrated, and that be it, like, I would have probably had a pretty good opinion of him. But after that, you're just kind of like, wah, wah, you soured me to you, buddy.
Yeah, it was pathetic.
It was weird. And Corey's even like, what's the deal with that? And Hunter's like, what have you shown me? What have you shown? You haven't shown nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, dude, you won one challenge. You need to calm the fuck down.
Yeah, it was pathetic. Yeah, whatever. I mean, he's a muscular guy. He clearly, he killed that challenge. Like, he did. Just be real.
Well, he did it all himself. I mean, Ashley was next to useless. I mean, pretty much all she did was stand on the boat because one person had to stand and the other one sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much all she did.
Yeah.
Luckily, she weighs nothing, so it really doesn't matter.
And him hitting those baskets, I mean, it was impressive. It was an impressive performance.
And that's but exactly
it's just
it.
Like, it's less impressive when you
act like that afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this might be a good chance to just run right into the drama.
It would be, except I fucking closed my board.
Aww.
Drama.
There we go.
Ooh.
So, already discussed some of the drama between Hunter and Corey, of course.
Yep.
I guess some of the interesting, maybe we'll say, not interpersonal drama, but drama for the episode. Corey decides, I want to go in the elimination.
Yes, and we talked about that before the episode. It's great to see people excited to go in the elimination.
Yeah, I like that twist. I think that it makes for the eliminations to be a little more exciting and a little less everyone being kind of punk bitches about like going in, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think getting that ticket, that's a good twist to help people be like, no, I want to go in.
An incentive,
Yes, it reminds me a lot of the ruins, if you guys remember that one, when everybody had their own personal bank accounts. And then when you challenge somebody in an elimination, you get their own personal bank account.
Right.
And so fucking Kahuta ended up with something like 80 grand in his personal bank account. And so everybody was gunning, like everybody wanted to go up against him in the elimination, which is great to see people like trying to do that instead of trying to avoid it. So
right.
Nice little twist there.
Yeah. So And then it was pretty much decided by Jenna, which she was correct, that she was going to end up getting thrown in due to her association with Team Tony.
Right.
So she just was like, yeah, I'm going in. I know I'm going in.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of let the people who were going to go in, Corey and Jenna, sort of pick who they thought they wanted to go up against.
Which is crazy, though, because none of the rest of the house likes them, so why would they even remotely have a say? I think
because Corey and Jenna were the house vote, so they were lobbying against the winner, the winning team, to let them go against Anika and Theo.
But I think Anika was the house vote. Anika it was just Jenny. Vote. Yeah. It was just Jenna that was the winner's vote.
Jenna was the winner's vote?
Yes. And it, the only reason it was like that for Corey.
Oh, it's because Hunter
was something against her. Right. The only reason like that it was that for Corey, because Ashley and Corey, you know, they had worked together previous season, and yeah. I think he asked her as a personal favor, like, hey, just don't pick me, and let me pick person. But I really think that if Theo hadn't have wanted to, that would have all fallen to crumbles, mm-hmm. you know, because I don't think that Ashley would have had enough gumption to be like, oh yeah, I'm just going to do what Corey wants me to do. She was going to do whatever the house wanted her to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it worked out in, you know, in his favor, but I don't think it was because, you know, he asked her to, you know, I think it all just fit in.
Right.
Corey actually threw out Theo or Shane.
Right.
So he actually was fine with either.
Yeah, and Shane said he would rather not do it, so I think the house just kind of went along with it.
Of course, Corey went and told both of them, like, look, this is who I said. Yeah. I just want to let you guys know.
Which is great. I thought that was a great move by Corey. I also thought when he went to Ashley and, you know, said, like, hey, show me some respect and just, like, do what I'm asking you to do. And you could tell Ashley had no real intention of doing it. Corey called her out. Like, it was nice to see Corey have some political game, because he sure did not in Rivals 3. So it seems like he's sort of getting it.
Right.
Getting his political game together, which is good, because I like Corey as a competitor.
Sure.
Yeah. I want him to do well.
I've grown to like him. Yeah. First couple challenges, I was like, I don't know.
It's the new guys, right? It's you just hate the new people, and now Corey's not so new anymore, so he's, like, acceptable. Yeah. So, anyway.
So, do you have... You said you had some Twitter drama.
I do, because there wasn't a lot of house drama. So
no, not really.
I took to the Twitter, and again, follow us, ChallengeGN, and I can kind of retweet some of the fun Twitter drama. Kahuta, again, this is the second time Kahuta's come up in this conversation.
Nice. I miss Kahuta. He needs to come back.
Yeah, I saw him in some of those MVP videos, and I was like, oh, I miss Kahuta.
Good news for both of you, then.
Oh.
During the boat thing, when everybody's scattered, you know, scurrying around, he tweeted out, okay, this boat thing is driving me insane. I think I'm ready to do another one of these things.
Ooh.
So maybe we will see Kahuta again. And then he had some good kind of slams against Bananas. My favorite one was this special, and this is about the Hall of Fame special with Bananas.
Yeah.
This special is going to give MTV Bananas a big head. He already has to grease his ears to get his hat on and off. He's just got like that southern country charm. You know, Hunter's a southerner too, but he lacks that charm that Kahuta has, these like weird little sayings and stuff. Of course, you can't let the Bananas and Sarah rivalry go. During the special, Sarah tweeted out, oh, he has his own special regarding Bananas. Too bad you can't hang a TV special on the wall like a master's degree.
She called him dumb.
She sure did. And,
well, hey, Kayla went to college and she's dumb as fuck, so.
That's true, Masters doesn't prove anything. No. And of course, Wes had to chime in. Wes is at Weston Bergman. He said, 3-degree burn. And of course, Bananas tweeted back, here's my master's degree, which was basically like a framed picture with a bunch of money.
Stacks of money.
Taped to it. It must have been 10, 15 grand.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was a lot of money taped to a fucking picture. It was a very bizarre picture. And then Wes replied to that, also a good burn. So, you know, Wes is just the pot stirrer. He has to chew, you know, kind of chime them both on. But that was a good little, I thought that was a good Twitter exchange.
That was good.
So we can say during the show, like usual, we're getting updates from America. The champs are about ready to board the plane.
Yes, yes. It looks like next week they'll make their grand appearance, which I'm super excited about.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to see some of their faces. Yeah. Like,
especially like fucking Hunter, who's like all beaten on his chest and then all of a sudden. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think Hunter and Nelson are going to be the ones that are sort of like, oh, shit. I think Corey will be a little happy to see like Bananas. And
yeah,
you know,
I think he's got some true friendships in some of them. So, mm-hmm. I mean, depending on how the format goes down with, you know, how the champions play into it, it could play in his favor for sure. Him and Jenna.
Oh, Jenna too. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they have a lot of history.
Zach.
They have
friends in the champs.
Her and Zach. Oh my gosh! I'm glad she made it.
Did you see when it showed Zach's apartment and it looked just like a couch and then like five workout machines and that was it?
And like his fucking coffee table looked like it was pieced together with 2x4s and staples or something. It was a weirdly pathetic thing. Yeah, it's, you know, you think of these pictures like they're on, you know, national television. You think they're living in mansions and stuff, but they're just regular people. I was also trying to kind of cause some Twitter drama myself. I didn't really succeed. And I was also way off my mark. I, you know, when the show was starting, I said, who will say goodbye tonight? I'm guessing Hunter and Amanda. Hunter just replied to me, LOL. Which, you know, I deserved that. Yeah, no, I was totally wrong. But then I replied back, hey, you gassed out on the first challenge, man. Let's see what those glamour muscles can do. And he did not.
He did not respond.
No, he didn't take my bait. I thought he would. I thought we'd have a little Twitter fight, but it didn't happen. Anyway, that's the Twitter drama for tonight.
Anything else before we move into the elimination?
I have one more Twitter thing, but I think it ties into the elimination more than to the Twitter drama. So let's go into
the elimination.
All right. Do it, Mr. Host. Right. Come on, buddy. Right. Come on,
I didn't
go.
Know if you were
going
to read your Twitter.
Let's go.
Thing.
Let's go.
I wasn't. No.
Okay, so the elimination is probably, like, TJ says it's one of the most challenging eliminations they've had so far. To me, it seemed pretty simple.
Yeah. Like, the hike up must have been the most challenging part.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No shit.
So, essentially, they have to hike up this giant mountain to even get to TJ. And then he tells them, like, okay, you see that teeny tiny little platform that looks like a 2x4 up there? You're going to go up there, and there's, like, 5 balls in this basket. You're going to grab all 5 of these balls and then jump, just straight jump. And then, essentially, it's like a swing sort of challenge or whatever. And whoever has the most balls at the win, because it's called who has the most balls.
Of course.
Will be the winner, and if it's a tie, then it will be determined by time. It's like, okay, whatever. So Corey goes up first, gets up there, and these balls are like wicker balls.
Yeah, they're like the decorative ones.
Yeah, that you put in a nice little bowl on your coffee table. I think I have some at home.
Like the back of a toilet. I always picture them on a toilet for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Corey just grabs all of them and just hugs them to his chest and just jumps.
Yep.
And I loved the GoPro shot of him, just the look on his face.
Yeah.
Which was, of course, used in all the promos. Of him just going, woo! just, like, flying through the air. And so he did pretty good. And then Theo's up next.
Mm-hmm.
Talks a big game. Gets up there. And TJ's like, all right, you ready? And he's like, nope. And then TJ blows the horn. And Theo just stands there. And then he just looks at the cameraman. And he's like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, he does that little point. Cut. Yeah, they cut. You know,
I'm done. I quit.
Yep. Of course, TJ can't let that stand. He's got to give him shit for.
He hollers up at him. Keeps hollering at him.
Yep. And then finally blows the horn. Damn it! And blows the horn. Jump. And I think the two men coming down from the big whatever apparatus was the funniest thing, because Theo, like, his head was hanging low and his shoulders were slumped. He just looked pathetic. And I don't know if you guys caught it, but if you didn't, you should watch it again. Corey came down, like, strapped by his waist and, like, folded in half. Like,
yeah.
I mean, just, like, no real... like,
yeah, because he said, it wasn't that bad until the
Until it hit the ground.
Shows him, like, going face first, like, into a brush pile.
He looked like a fucking dead person being lowered by the crane. It was hilarious to me. The girls, like, had, you know, they were, like, their heads were up and stuff. They looked alert. Both the men just looked pathetic. Like fucking wet laundry just like hanging. Yeah, it was so weird.
Then Anika and Jenna both go.
Yeah.
And they both do really well. Like they both are doing the thing where they just jam their fingers into these wicker balls and then hold onto them and then just jump.
Right.
And I was like, ooh, like, I don't know. That's got to be a close one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which it turned out to be.
Well, and Anika's, if you watched Anika do it, her hands were, like, out from her body. Like, I thought putting your fingers in the balls was a good idea, but I still felt like you should have held them closer to your body to kind of use your body as, like, extra support. Yeah. So I kept being like, oh, she's going to lose one.
Yeah.
She's going to lose at least a couple.
But all three of the ones that went.
Yeah.
All three of the ones that went got all five. Yep.
Yeah. And Jenna and Anika were within 2 seconds of each other. Mm-hmm. Jenna, of course, ended up coming out ahead at 8 seconds to Anika's 10. The best thing, though, which ties into what you were talking about, is TJ lines up the three people who went, and as they're standing there, they just lower Theo down slowly, to which TJ just says, reminds him of Britney Spears. Yeah. Since it's MTV, of course, they play a Britney Spears song all the time.
They should have played that, like, sad Snoopy music, though, you know, where everybody's, like, walking with their shoulders all slumped down. Yeah, it was very sad.
Yeah, Theo just looked pathetic.
Yeah.
And then TJ told him he was pathetic.
Yep. But anyway, so this is a good segue into the last little bit of Twitter stuff that I have. Shane tweeted. Shane's handle is Shenanity. I think I'm saying that right. he said, the old time trick, that's how production keeps who they want and who they don't. Always that extra variable that they can control. Not saying that Jenna didn't beat Anika, but we don't know, and we will never know, and production loves that. So what do you guys think? Is this...
Oh,
did production use the time to keep Jenna in the game, or was it a legit win, or will...
You know, unknowable? I mean, yeah, I guess you won't know, especially with how close it was. I mean, I did kind of feel like Jenna picked up the balls a little quicker, just a smidge quicker, but I mean, that could have been how it was cut too. But yeah, I mean, that's definitely an interesting thing you don't think about, you know, like we just kind of take that for granted when you watch TV. You're just like,
the way I was thinking about it, if they were both 9 seconds, right, that'd be really easy to like say, oh, you were 8 and you were 10, and nobody would ever really fight that. But if one of them was 35 seconds,
right?
You know, one of them might just be like, wait a minute. No.
Yeah.
That's not how that went. But it's an interesting thought exercise. We'll never know the answer to it.
Never know.
But kind of interesting.
It is.
While we're on the subject of hypotheticals, I got another hypothetical for you.
All right.
Do the Rooks really think they're in this game alone, or do they maybe know that an invasion is coming?
Mean, like, on the backside of production, like, they were told that they're coming and...
Not necessarily they were told, but, like, some of these people...
Somebody was coming?
Yeah, well, some of these people are friends outside of the show.
Friends with the other people.
And if you guys... I mean, you probably don't, but there's, like, these this form called Vevmo, which, like, these people are crazy about the challenge. Like, you know, they said they have spies in Thailand and shit, like, figuring out who's getting eliminated. They knew the whole lineup as to who was going, like... months before it was announced. If these if Jenna or Tony or whatever was on Vevmo, they would know, like, well, Bananas is going and Carmarie is going. When they arrive in Thailand and they're not there, I don't know.
It's weird.
It's again one of those unknowable things. But
well, it's called Invasion too. But is it called Invasion during the show? I don't remember.
I don't think they've ever said it to them.
No, I think that I would remember if TJ said Invasion. You know what I mean? Like, I think he just said Welcome to the Challenge. You know,
right?
Like,
yeah.
Whereas, like, normally he says Welcome to the Challenge this year.
Right.
It's Battle of the Bloodline. You know what I mean?
It's usually, like, everywhere. Or, it's like on their jerseys, and it's, you know, big signs when they're going to the challenges and stuff. And it's this year, it's nowhere to be seen.
Right.
So.
And wouldn't you think that was fishy if you were,
yeah,
you know, if you were there, like, wouldn't you think that there was something up with that there wasn't a name for it? Because there's a name for every other season.
And they've got to be doing math in their head, right? Like, so there's many people have already left. There's not enough.
There's
like,
not
how
enough
are they gonna
of us
do?
To run a whole season.
Right.
I mean, not that they're all the brightest crayons in the box, but...
Yeah, they're all dumbasses, so maybe they don't even notice. But, again, another interesting thought exercise. I don't know.
Yeah. That's a good hypothetical.
Well, it's an average hypothetical.
Since we're talking hypotheticals, anybody have predictions for the next episode?
I was hoping Hunter would leave, but it looks like he's safe. I actually have this because I don't know about you guys. I'm terrible at like keeping track of who's left. The men without the ticket. So these guys are the guys that are vulnerable. Shane, Nelson, Anthony, and Hunter. Mm. Women that are vulnerable. Amanda, Sylvia, Ashley, and LaToya.
Yeah.
I hope LaToya makes it. I like her.
I do too.
She's so spunky and cute.
Yeah. I don't remember her from Free Agents, but I like her in this season.
My big prediction is the next episode, it's TJ tells him, because on the promo, did you watch the promo? I think you said you don't.
I didn't watch it. Hmm.
He tells him, okay, this is the last challenge before the Oasis.
Okay.
So my feeling is that they're going to have the challenge, and of course two people are going to make their way into the Oasis, and then he's just going to cut it off and be like, no elimination. Guess what? You didn't make it into the Oasis, you had your chance, you're done. And just cuts everybody loose.
Okay, so three men and three women are just going home.
Yeah. Okay. And then all of a sudden, to be the champions, you got to beat the champions. And, of course, the lineup comes walking out and everybody shits their pants.
So at that point, it'd be 8-8?
10-8.
10?
In favor of the rookies.
Yeah, because there's 8 right now. So if we put 2 more in, that would be 10.
There's 6 right now, right?
No, there's 4. There's 4. 2 pairs. The winners and the winners of the elimination, and then the winners and the winners of the elimination.
So who's the men with the ticket? I have Dario, Tony, and Corey.
Dario, Tony, Corey, and there's got to be one more.
Hunter.
Hunter, yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
It was so obvious. I couldn't even figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally fucked that up with my little, yep, you guys are right. Yeah. That's a good bet. It's a 10-8.
Yeah.
Man, and that, I mean, wouldn't that get your goat if you didn't even, you know, like, you didn't get eliminated in an elimination, you just didn't get a ticket, and you were done?
Yeah. Right.
Like, whoa.
You thought this was the season, so you were trying to fly under the radar, and then it's just like, no, you didn't step up, so guess what, you don't get nothing.
You're not going.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
It's hard for me though because I want to see Shane make it to the Oasis. Of course, I love Shane. Too. I love these. Yeah. I like the old school guys, and I want to see Nelson make it there because he's a son of a bitch, and I want to see him get killed. But I guess I'd be okay with him being stomped by the newbies too.
Yeah,
put him in his place.
I think Shane and LaToya are the only two left that like I really want to make. I really want them to make it. Like the rest of them all, I could leave them there.
I feel exactly the same way. Like. Anthony has barely existed to me. Sylvia is obviously just exactly. And Amanda, she's too tainted from her Rivals 3 season for me. I can't make myself like her.
Those stonewashed jean shorts and her interview stuff, I couldn't stop focusing on them.
Yeah,
they were like mesmerizing. Yeah, they were like those high-waisted, you know, kind of trendy, like super stonewashed jean shorts.
I normally don't notice fashion, but I'll tell you, noticed that.
They were screaming.
Those were hard to ignore. Yeah. So.
Anything else about this episode? It seems like it was a short one. Just not a lot really happened, like, game-wise.
Yeah, well, we're used to the 2-hour fucking season premiere, so an hour-long special.
But, I mean, like, no drama happened. Nobody was mad at each other. Other than Hunter saying, Corey, you ain't got nothing. And Corey's just kind of like, yeah, whatever.
I liked the comment that one of them made about Jenna and her baby deer legs shaking on the boat. Because she looked exactly like that.
Right.
I did enjoy that from the episode. Yeah, the challenge itself was hard to keep track of, like in how the camera cut in and out. Mm-hmm. It was hard to like keep track of where people were, and then they'd show these giant maps with their names on it, and you'd be like, "What does that tell me?"
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I feel like that was all just a trick to make it look closer than it was, because by the end of it, it was clear that Hunter and Ashley just totally ran away with it, and it was not even close.
Yeah,
but all the quick cuts and stuff made it seem like. A little more high intensity than it was. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything else to say about the episode.
Yeah, I'm done too.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
All right, we got just a little bit of feedback. PapaCap25 and Instant 2 Legend both replied on Reddit. So, thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate it. And also, we have a iTunes review from Yagirl242410, which is, I feel like it's really important that I get all the numbers in there.
Good, good. So there could be another Yagirl out there with 242412.
Exactly.
Just, you know, just in case.
So she knows who she is. Right? You know? Hey guys, I'm excited you're doing this. I love the challenge and I love podcasts. I wanted to comment because I enjoyed the podcast a lot, but I do have some constructive criticism. You guys sound bored and unenthused. Maybe if you guys drink while you podcast or take shots before, you'll be a little more tipsy and have a little more fun. Little does she know, we have drank every episode.
Right?
That's how we roll.
Oh, yeah. I can't get my bottle drink.
Yeah. Podcasting is really just an excuse to drink beer.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Or whiskey, in my case, tonight.
I've had three beers throughout this entire...
Maybe we've got to step it up to the shots. I don't know. Yeah. I think we're just kind of laid back people.
We could do it. We could do a shot. We could do like a bananas style cheers to the episode. Oh, and...
Yeah.
No, I'm not a shots guy either. Yeah.
Like, Tim's drinking whiskey. I've had three beers.
Yeah.
Man, is that two?
Amanda, yeah, I just need to get another beer out.
All right. So, yeah, to that end, if you have reviews, please leave them on it. Oh, there you go.
Whoa.
Ooh, that was...
Ooh, that was sounded nice.
That sounded good. if you have reviews, leave them on iTunes. Leave them on Google Play. If you can, I don't know. Is that... Can you do that on Google Play?
I have no idea.
If you can, do it. Email us. Follow us on Twitter, ChallengeGN. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the Giant Bananas Hall of Fame special?
Yeah, we can. I didn't, like I said to you guys before we started, I watched it sort of in different halves, so I don't know if I saw the whole thing, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's not like just clips from old episodes and stuff, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Johnny Bananas' backpack got multiple mentions, which was nice.
Yep.
And he basically says he'll never, that'll be, like, forever. He's never going to be able to give that up.
Yeah, at least he owns it, you know? And I mean, he doesn't try to skate around it, so... I mean, that is what it is, but I think that the one with CT was better, just because he did challenges a long time ago, so it was so exciting to see those old, old challenges, whereas Johnny Bananas is kind of a newcomer in the world of challenges. I mean, he's definitely a veteran, and he's done a ton of challenges and won a ton, but, you know, he wasn't there during the... You know, some of the early ones. So it was fun to see, but and it was fun to see the different hairstyles of Johnny Bananas. And when he was a little heftier, you know, the first season. And it was also fun to remember that his first challenge, he was eliminated first.
Mm-hmm.
And just to think about how far he's come from that is pretty incredible. And essentially how different he looks, too. I mean,
and sounds. Did you guys notice how weird his voice was, sort of soft spoken and like so raspy in the old ones? Yeah. It was really disconcerting to him.
Yeah, we got to see a baby TJ, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Like his first challenge or whatever. And he's just like giving instructions. And I'm like, man, he looks like, I don't want to say super old, but because he doesn't look super old, but I mean, it's just, he doesn't look like a baby like that anymore.
Right. Hilarious. Do you guys follow any of these guys on social media or anything?
No.
TJ.
Twitter.
TJ posted a thing on Instagram that made it to Twitter, which is how I saw it. And from what the comment said, it was TJ on that fucking platform from this latest episode, Swinging.
Yeah.
But he did a handstand on it. You start on his feet, got right up on the edge, bent down, grabbed the edge, and then did a headstand on it, and then like went swinging. And I mean, you were too far away to see if it was actually him or not, but he claimed it was. Dude's like fucking 40 years old, 41 years old.
Is he really?
And doing that shit. It's crazy.
Extreme sports athlete, though.
Yeah.
I guess. He had a helmet
Adrenaline
on.
Adrenaline junkie.
Yeah. So yeah, TJ's the man.
TJ's awesome.
TJ is awesome. The challenge wouldn't be the same without him.
No, yeah. We've gone through a lot of hosts. And
yeah. He was definitely a good fit.
Yeah.
I love the way he just gives the shit right back to him, you know?
I just love, now after you telling that story last week about how he just basically works for like an hour a week and then hangs out with his friends all the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Just seeing how pissed off he gets about shit. Like Theo quitting this week.
Yeah.
He's just like, damn it, whatever.
Damn it.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Let's get this over with. I got more drinking to do.
Right. Yeah, good old TJ.
Mm-hmm.
So, I love it when he berates quitters.
Johnny Bananas tried to redeem himself with the Johnny Bananas backpack. where he's like, well, in my mind, it would have been more like this. And then they show, like, the lead up to it. And then it cuts to Johnny Bananas, like, now, with a backpack on, with, like, a baby doll in it that has CT's face on it. Like, swinging him around.
Yeah. For everything I don't like about the guy, he does not take himself seriously.
Right.
He's, you know, he'll poke fun at himself and, you know, whatever. I think he's, whatever. He is who he is, and that's fine.
Exactly.
He's a good TV character.
He is. He's good TV, you know? I mean, but you can't really say much else about it.
I wonder what they're going to do for the Hall of Fame. Are they going to do it for all of the champs or just...
Well, I noticed there's not one next week. So I wonder if they're going to spread them out maybe throughout the rest of the season.
But okay.
It would be nice to have one. Just
it seems like remember, but for Ashley, she'd be tough because she really has only done one
she's
challenge.
She's only done one that she won.
Yeah. And even Zach's only done two or three and he's won one. I don't know. It seems like you need to do a little more before you're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I forgot that Johnny and Frank were a team on a Rivals.
Yeah,
season.
Rivals
yeah.
2 or whatever that one was. Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck. This is the most annoying team ever.
Yeah, Frank was awful. I mean, he's apparently retired from the challenges, which is
good.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, I will not miss him.
No.
All
right, anything else before we wrap up?
No, I'm done.
I think so.
Like we said, hit up the website, geeknerdery.com. Check out all the stuff there. Email us, geeknerdery@gmail.com. Put a challenge in the subject line. Hit us up on iTunes, Google Play, everywhere you get your podcasts. And yeah, for this episode, it's been Brian.
Tim.
Amanda.
And remember, as Theo said, yeah, I bitched out. The challenge.